speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Benjamin Franklin prescribed this for our nation back in 1778, saying, "Whereas true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness, it is hereby earnestly recommended to the several states to take the most effectual measures for the encouragement thereof." Today, we are plagued by a volatile Marxist generation rejecting the Founding Fathers' quest for individual liberty. The idiocy of anti-morality has flared up as a generation of cowards embrace a culture of selfishness that mocks the selflessness of previous American generations while murdering future generations.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Do you regret what you said yesterday or the way you said it?
No, I don't. And you know, Alan, I appreciate the question. I'm a physician.
In the midst of this, Northam's racist past is used against not just him, but all of us. A media circus created to distract from the original evil post-birth abortion controversy, a topic the mainstream media won't fully address.
I take credit for recognizing that this was a horrific photo that was on my page with my name, Ralph Northam, above. I dressed up in a, what's his name? The singer? Michael Jackson, excuse me. That's why I had Pam with me. I had the shoes, I had a glove. And I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my, or on my cheeks.
On January 22nd, New York Governor Cuomo signed the Reproductive Health Care Act into law, which expanded the circumstances under which a woman can legally obtain an abortion, including up until the moment of birth. And on January 28th, the Virginia legislature introduced a similar bill. The mainstream media will simply not address the established aborted baby market, one that Planned Parenthood, which is heavily supported by George Soros, has been actively involved in, as two of Planned Parenthood's business partners, Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologics, have admitted guilt in a $7.8 million settlement with the Orange County District Attorney for selling aborted baby body parts from Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties for profit in violation of federal and California law, as reported by the Center for Medical Progress.
Aborted babies' bodies are very valuable commodity in today's America. Research institutions, elite universities, medical centers pay a lot of money for baby parts. I find myself in complete shock saying that on television in America in 2019, but you can buy the arms and legs skin of babies today.
While Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple is given a soapbox after being the subject of a recent Hollywood documentary praising him.
Well, the first Satanic Temple action that I heard of was definitely the Baphomet campaign in Oklahoma. When they were fundraising to make this 8.5 foot tall bronze, you know, goat-headed deity called Baphomet, and you know this, and I thought it was brilliant. Like many people who saw that story and those headlines and that campaign, you know, was really made me smile, it made me think, and I thought it was really smart.
Greaves is preaching an irrational fear of Vice President Pence to a generation of swine. Greaves said, "Trump is too stupid to predict. The guy has no concept of his own limitations. The thing that makes me most uncomfortable with Trump is the fact that he has no vision. Mike Pence really scares me," Greaves told the Daily Beast. Pence has a clear theocratic vision for the United States.
How do those themes around Satan and Satanism resonate right now?
For me, it seems kind of obvious that there's been a complete reversal in the roles of who's ostensibly the good guys and who are the bad guys. Right now, we have evangelical nationalists pushing a theocratic agenda in the United States and making great headway to take away people's reproductive rights.
The United States is dangerously demoralized. When a governor attempts to legalize the murder of living, breathing citizens and the public is manipulated to support the concerns of the Satanic Temple, there's no other way but up. John Bound reporting. Please.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 4th of February, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in for a final time for David Knight. He will be returning tomorrow. It will be a triumphant return for him following his heart attack last month. We are so happy that he's had the time to rest and recover and recuperate. And he is fighting fitness and is ready to come take on the globalist once again. I know he misses speaking to you fine folks, and we miss hearing from him. So he will be back tomorrow if all things go as planned, and I will return to doing reports and editing and that sort of stuff, and sleeping in past the sunrise. So thank you so much for being here. This is the last show of my little tenure, and I have so appreciated having the honor of hosting this and getting to know you info warriors that much better, and hearing from y'all so much more. So it has been a wonderful time for me, but I will be back. I will be glad to be getting back to my normal job. Now, my God, ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's just because it's Monday and all the news gathers up over the weekend and it's just deluge on Monday morning, but I have more news than I know what to do with. Everything from internal politics with Governor Northam and the brazen hypocrisy that situation reveals. Of course, President Trump gave an interview yesterday before the Super Bowl, and we'll be going to some of those clips from that meeting in this segment here, and explaining some of the context of what's going on and how this interview really reveals that the war is continuing. There is a active right now civil war against between patriots and globalists in the United States government, most aptly illustrated by the war between the intelligence agencies, the unelected, unaccountable, secret spy networks, up against Donald Trump, the champion of the people. So we'll go to some of those clips in just a second, but just a little tease for the rest of the day. We have one of the biggest at-home DNA companies sharing its data with the FBI. We have a world-renowned expert coming out and talking about the fact that 5G gives you cancer. We have Facebook getting screwed over for its app that pays teens to let Facebook spy on them. We have, oh my gosh, just so much. I can't wait to talk about algorithms and what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has to say about them and just how wrong she can be and continues to be. I'm going to spend a while talking about the website Reddit and how it doesn't get nearly as much attention as Twitter or Facebook, but it's one of the most popular websites in the entire world. It's a place where a huge number of people get all of their news, or at least a large percentage of their news. And it is by far more controlled and more censored and more manipulated than any of the other social medias, yet it gets hardly any attention, partly due to its anonymous factor, but we'll get into that as well. We also have, of course, Super Bowl news. I'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, some of the controversy surrounding it, and exactly what was revealed by the all-important Super Bowl commercials that are, of course, a cultural touchstone today's day and age. We also have Muslims forming a community patrol that drives around in cars that look an awful lot like the NYPD. We'll explain all the various reasons that's a horrible idea. We also have, of course, we told you last week about the botched police raid in which the police state tactics in Houston, Texas were used totally out of hand, inappropriate use of these tactics, and it results in four police officers dying, as well as their two suspects, so-called suspects, resulting in no drugs being found, but that was the reason they were there. And now we have Police Chief Art Acevedo of Houston coming out and basically really pushing on gun control. And then we have Pentagon sending U.S. More U.S. forces to the border with Mexico. And also, the Clintons' faith healer has been arrested for running the biggest child sex ring ever. The person who revealed that, the woman who came forward and brought this to the police's attention, has committed suicide. So yes, we will be getting into that story as well. But let's go to some of these clips now, and we'll continue this on the other side. This is an interview with Trump from last night on Face the Nation. Just before the Super Bowl, Trump sat down with that network and gave this speech where he talks about how he doesn't have to agree with the intelligence chiefs on threats to the nation.
I want to move on here, but I should say your intel chiefs do say Iran's abiding by that nuclear deal. I know you think it's a bad deal.
I disagree with them. I'm, by the way,
you disagree with that assessment.
I have intel people. That doesn't mean I have to agree. President Bush had intel people that said Saddam Hussein in Iraq had nuclear weapons, had all sorts of weapons of mass destruction. Guess what? Those intel people didn't know what the hell they were doing. And they got us tied up in a war that we should have never been in. And we've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. And we've lost lives.
Do you trust your national security advisor, John Bolton, because he worked in the Bush administration?
I do, and I respect John. And John is not one of the people that happened to be testifying or on.
Got it.
And you know what? I tell people, you can testify any way you want. I'm not going to stop them from testifying. They said they were mischaracterized. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't really know. But I can tell you this. I want them to have their own opinion, and I want them to give me their opinion. But when I look at Iran, I look at Iran as a nation that has caused tremendous problems.
Yeah.
So you have Trump basically talking about his own contradiction to the intel chiefs. Yeah, thank God. Thank God Donald Trump is there to tell the intelligence chiefs, to tell these just power-hungry madmen at the FBI and the CIA, you don't run the country. I do. I'm the president. That's what he's having to explain there to NBC, who act like it's some sort of sin to disagree with the intelligence community. Donald Trump is saying very simply, I'm the president. The people elected me to make decisions. They elected me because of my policies that I expounded. I do not have to give up that power to the unelected intelligence chiefs who have time and time again led us into quagmires, led us into global warfare, who have, basically openly at this point now advocating for endless warfare, endless meddling in the affairs of other nations. He's saying, I am the president. They elected me. I want to not waste money. I want to not, waste lives, waste these young men's lives on this. We are getting out of the Middle East. Thank God that that he's saying that. And yes, this is the reality, is that, and you see it there, especially laid out with the media hand in hand in cahoots with the intelligence community as they try to push us further and farther towards endless war, try to prevent Donald Trump from stopping action in the Middle East, stopping our continuous, improper, ill-advised meddling in the Middle East. Yeah, thank God Donald Trump is there to stop that from happening on behalf of the American people, to fulfill what he said. And it's really, honestly, just insulting that you have the president of the United States having to be like, I'm the president. I don't care what the intelligence agency wants me to do. Last time we listened to them was 19 years ago when we got into Iraq, and we haven't gotten out since. And the reason we got in the first place was a total, utter lie. And don't think for a second. This is the problem with not being able to look back into history and recognize the problems that we fell into before. The CIA, the FBI, all these people that provided proof of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons or weapons of mass destruction were lying. They were not mistaken. They did not have evidence that, oops, it turned out the evidence was a little bit misleading. They lied on purpose to get us into this war that Donald Trump is now trying his hardest to get out of. Of course, we know the forces that are keeping him in there are basically the rest of Washington, all the big lobbies, all the big, military corporations. They all want us in. They all want us more war. They all want, just listen to the intelligence agencies. They'll lead you right. Just trust the CIA. Trust the FBI. Go to sleep, America. Don't let Donald Trump get you out of war. War is good for us. Thanks, NBC, CNN, you jerks.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We will be getting right back into these clips from Donald Trump's interview yesterday on, Face the Nation? Yes, on Face the Nation, just before the Super Bowl. I forgot to mention, of course, that Joe Rogan interviewed Jack Dorsey on his podcast. I believe it was on Friday. And there's a lot to talk about there. There's a lot to talk about what they talked about, and there's a lot to talk about the fallout from that interview and exactly how YouTube is handling it, how YouTube responded to it, and exactly what they said about Alex Jones, amongst others. But let's go back to these clips here. In the last segment, we were talking about how Trump says he doesn't have to agree with his intel people. They don't run the country. I know it's a shocking thing for sheep to hear, but you don't have to actually listen to the wolves. Now, let's go to this next clip. This is Trump talking about getting out of the Middle East.
We've done an incredible job with Syria. When I took over Syria, it was infested with ISIS. It was all over the place. And now you have very little ISIS, and you have the caliphate almost knocked out. We will be announcing in the not-too-distant future 100% of the caliphate, which is the area, the land, the area, 100. We're at 99% right now. We'll be at 100. When I took it over, it was a disaster. I think we've done a great job with that. At the same time, at a certain point, we want to bring our people mm-hmm. back home. If you look at Afghanistan, we're going in very soon. We'll be going into our 19th year, spending $50 billion a year. Now, if you go back and look at any of my campaign speeches or rallies, I talked about it all the time.
You did. You've been talking about it.
He has been talking about it for a long time. It's one of the main reasons that I voted for him. It's a fairly simple concept. Let's stop spending trillions of dollars manipulating the world through exertion of our military in places that don't want us there and we have no actual interest. Let's use that money to build infrastructure. Let's use that money at home if we have to use it at all. It's a cornerstone campaign promise of his, and one that he is trying as hard as he can to fulfill. And, you know, I was talking to my friend about this, and he's a Middle East expert, and, I said, I'm getting mixed signals from Trump. Because on one hand, he's saying Iran is super dangerous. We need to watch out for Iran. You know, we need to focus on them. They're super dangerous. We need to keep them down. But then he's asked, well, what about if we pull out of Syria, what will Iran do? Then he says they can do whatever they want there. So I said, I'm kind of getting mixed signals here. And my friend said, well, it's pretty simple. Trump only cares about money. That's what he cares about. And that's what it comes down to for him. So he's sitting there and going, well, we're spending billions and billions of dollars in the Middle East, in Syria. He asks his advisor there. He says, and why are we in there? And of course, if you go back to the Tucker Carlson clip where Tucker Carlson asked that exact question, what is the point of being in Syria? Why are we there? John Bolton's response is, well, we have to protect Israel. So Trump says, okay, all right, well, that sounds good. How much are they paying us? Well, they say, nothing, actually. We pay them $40 billion. Says, oh, okay, all right, we're pulling out. That's just how it goes. it's a very simple economic sort of calculation that says we're spending billions of dollars, we're getting nothing in return. We don't need to be there. We'll pull out. I think he also has humanitarian instincts. I think he cares about the troops. And he doesn't want them fighting. It's not all about money, in my opinion. Trump's calculus goes deeper than that. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, if we were being paid to be there, he'd probably be a little bit more more willing to stay. But the fact that we're just spending all of our money and spending our soldiers' lives in Syria, which he calls, of course, dirt and hell. What do you call it? Just dirt and nothingness. It's just absolutely no reason to be there. So Trump makes the calculation and says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and pull out. We're going to pull out. And he's being resisted on all fronts by his intelligence agencies and the puppets that they have in the mainstream media. Now let's go to this clip of what Trump was saying about Roger Stone and, of course, the ongoing witch hunt that has embroiled my friend Roger.
What surprised you about some of the questions that Robert Mueller asked you?
Well, look, the Russia thing is a hoax. I have been tougher on Russia than any president, maybe ever, but than any president.
But when it comes to the investigation that the special counsel is conducting, I mean, 34 people have been charged here.
Okay, you ready? Of the 34 people, many of them were bloggers from Moscow, or they were people that had nothing to do with me, had nothing to do with what they're talking about, or they were people that got caught telling a fib or telling a lie.
All right, let's pause right there. I think it's a terrible thing that's happened. This is what this article from Business Insider calls a Kremlin talking point. Trump just parroted a Kremlin talking point, apparently, when he said these Russians were nothing but bloggers, which, of course, is just, it's like, okay, if the Kremlin says something true, and then Trump also says something true, is he parroting a Kremlin talking point, or is he just stating the facts? And, of course, the larger point that he's trying to get out that the Democrats and the media purposefully miss, I mean, they just ignore it, even though they're perfectly capable of understanding this. They have to pretend that this is not what he's saying. He's saying that they have nothing to do with my campaign. Not only that, he doesn't even mention the fact that these people also did anti-Trump stuff. They were not pro-Trump. They may have interfered in our election, if that's what you want to call it, but their effect was, unknown, minimal, if anything, and their entire point was to divide the country, and they supported Hillary on some things and Trump on others. And, you know, yes, once again, the intelligence agencies assert that these were Kremlin-backed agents, but we know how much we trust them. So let's keep going on this.
Investigation is a witch hunt. It's a terrible witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Do you think it should be made public?
When you look at General Flynn, where the FBI said he wasn't lying, but Robert Mueller said he was, and they took a man and destroyed his life. When you look at so many of the things that have happened, why didn't they go after Hillary Clinton for her email? She had 33,000 emails that were deleted after receiving a subpoena from Congress.
Worse than anything anyone charged in the witch hunt has been accused of so far. Let's keep it going.
On WikiLeaks, and your friend Roger Stone was just indicted for his involvement.
First of all, Roger Stone didn't work on the campaign, except way, way at the beginning, long before we're talking about. Roger is somebody that I've always liked, but a lot of people liked Roger. Some people probably don't like Roger, but Roger Stone's somebody I've always liked. I mean, Roger's a character. But Roger was not, I don't know if you know this or not, Roger wasn't on my campaign, except way at the beginning.
Right.
So it's all, and yet you will ask me a question like that. Wasn't involved in my campaign.
Would you pardon him?
I have not thought about it. It looks like he's defending himself very well. But you have to get rid of the Russia witch hunt, because it is indeed.
That's good. We can bring it down. So there you have Trump saying he hasn't thought about pardoning Roger Stone. Roger Stone, of course, has pled not guilty, and the judge put a gag order on him. So when Trump says he's defending himself quite well, that he may no longer be able to defend himself at all, which is why the gag order is placed on. You have all these Democrats saying, "Ha! Now he won't be able to make money out of his." Out of his arrest. It's like they have bankrupted him already. If he was making money, it would be donations for people trying to help him with his legal suit. And the reality is they're trying to place a gag order on him so he can't give the truth. He can't talk about the reality. We have Robert Barnes, who was in studio just last week, lawyer for the Covington kids. He goes on Twitter and says, how did the same federal judge in a district of 21 judges manage to get so-called randomly assigned the email case, the Manafort case, and the Roger Stone case by the flagrant misuse of the, quote, related case listing from Team Mueller to make sure their deferential Obama-appointed judge oversaw. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight. This is the civil war. Intelligence agents versus the rest of America. Roger Stone's a champion. So are you.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink, super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands. I'm in your hands. And your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We're halfway through the first hour. Already talked about the interview that Trump gave and the ongoing civil war going on between patriots and traitorous globalists in our government right now. But the other most important aspect of this war, one of the most important aspects, there are many, is the big tech censorship going on right now that threatens to completely derail everything already. They will have put in so many measures to block and rank down patriots and conservatives that Donald Trump is going to have a very, very large uphill climb to get over in the 2020 election with all of his constituents being censored by big tech and their ideological motivations. Of course, Tulsi Gabbard actually has come out and is arguing pretty strongly in favor of big tech neutrality, of not being able to censor based on ideology, something that Trump has utterly failed to do to his own detriment, in my opinion. But Joe Rogan hosted Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on his podcast yesterday for a for an extended period of butt kissing. He just wanted to let that camera roll, and he got down his hands and knees and just licked the boots of Jack Dorsey. Totally shameful display. And the comments and the upvote-downvote ratio of that video reflect just how horribly it was received by Joe's own fans and just how overwhelming the negative feeling towards Jack Dorsey is, who, by the way, seemed like a strung out, drug addled idiot in this interview. I mean, to believe that this guy has any sort of, overwhelming control over his company. This man is one of the weakest, most feckless people I've ever heard speak, but we're going to listen to him right now. First, this clip about Joe and Jack talking about Alex Jones.
I believe it's something that everyone has a right to.
But you still ban people. Say Alex Jones. You guys were the last
guys. Let's pause right there before they get into Alex Jones. Just right there. You see the entire hypocrisy of big tech. Well, it's something that everybody, it's a human right. It's a total human right that everybody absolutely needs to have a right to access social media. But you ban people. Yeah. We ban people we don't like. Hello, you idiots. It's like, that by itself illustrates the hypocrisy and the just shamefaced irony of the situation. Let's go back and hear what they have to say about Alex.
Ask guys to keep Alex Jones on the platform. Mm-hmm. You were the last ones.
Yeah.
And I believe you hung in there until he started harassing you personally, right?
No.
Wrong.
He
came to your house. He banged. No.
He did very different things on our platform versus the others.
Okay.
So we saw this domino effect over a weekend of one platform, banning him and then another in very, very quick succession.
Right.
And, you know, people, I think, would have assumed that we would just have followed suit, but he didn't violate our terms of service.
Right.
And
he never did.
Afterwards, he
did. They still kicked him off.
We have a policy, and if there's a violation, we take enforcement actions. One might be asking the account holder to delete the tweet. Another might be a temporary suspension. Another might be a permanent suspension.
So what you're saying, let's use it in terms of like him saying that Sandy Hook was fake. He did not say that on the platform. He did not say that on Twitter. He only said that on his show.
I don't know all the mediums he said it in.
What did he do?
But what we're looking at is a conduct and what he did on our platform.
So what did he do on your platform that was like, that you all were in agreement that this is enough?
I'm not sure what the actual violations were.
He did just say that he violated him.
A set number of actions.
He did just make that claim.
Keep getting, if an account keeps violating terms of service, ultimately it leads to permanent suspension. And when all the other platforms were taking him off, we didn't find those. We didn't find those violations, and they weren't reported. But again, it goes back to a lot of our model. People weren't reporting a lot of the tweets that may have been in violation on our service, and we didn't act on them.
Yeah. Okay. So Jack Dorsey is utterly full of crap. There, he just contradicts himself three, four times in that one little 2-minute clip. It's just my guess. Social media, it's super important. Everybody needs to have a voice. Everybody needs to be involved in it, and it's a human right. Okay, but you ban people. Well, yeah, we do ban people. You know, if they misbehave, you know, Alex Jones broke the terms of service, so he had to be kicked off. Oh, really? What did Alex Jones do? Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He probably did something. I mean, I don't know. It's so full of crap. And, so many interesting things to say about this, because the number one, comment for a long time, and the comments, by the way, under this video on YouTube where Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan, have this podcast, they just nuked the comments. Well, what are the downvotes? Okay, so we have almost 50,000 downvotes versus 7,000 upvotes at this point. This is how strongly hated this man is, and this boot-licking, butt-kissing Joe Rogan is. And every single comment is calling it disappointing, calling them out for lying, calling them out for just trying to control the way that we think and the way that we speak to each other. And the number one comment for a while that was deleted, there was one by Sargon of Akkad that got deleted. There was another by Mark Dice. That's the guy. Mark Dice, great guy. And, of course, we're a huge fan of him here at InfoWars. And he had a comment that was number one that was brilliant that said, don't act like you don't know what Alex Jones did. He confronted Oliver Darcy, who was in the process of constantly trying to get InfoWars deleted. Oliver Darcy was a journalist and was acting in the position of a journalist in public at a public event, and Alex Jones confronted him, and so you kicked him off Twitter. That's what he did. It didn't break any of Twitter's terms of service. It's that journalists, especially leftist journalists, are a protected class in today's day and age, and big tech will break their own rules and do whatever the hell they want in order to protect their friends in the journalist community. And that if you try to defend yourself against slander, against libel, against people trying to get you taken down and trying to be censored, well, then you're a bad guy and you need to be censored off the platform. So just total lies, just utter lies. The good news is that, you know, according to YouTube and the upvotes and downvotes, America's not buying it. The people in the world are not buying it. We don't want people like goat-faced Jack Dorsey deciding what is good and what is bad speech, especially when he apparently just doesn't have any idea what the hell is going on with this company. He's just like, oh, well, yeah, he was kicked off for violating terms of service. Really, which ones? Well, I don't know. Maybe not. It's just whatever. It's like, my God, these people are just power-mad savages that are just willing to do whatever it takes to fulfill their ideology. They have no principles. They have no foundational understanding of what they're doing or what they can get away with or what their entire purpose of being there is. They just know that they fall into the ideological line and they'll be celebrated by their ideological peers in the media and the other elite parts of the establishment. Now, tell me, how much do you think that response, 50,000 downvotes and 7,000 upvotes, has to do with this story? YouTube looking into removing the dislike button after the Gillette ad and YouTube Rewind fails. So, yes, that's right. Gillette, YouTube Rewind, Joe Rogan, they try to inject and they try to enforce propaganda and just leftist talking points. When they find that these are not appreciated, when people go in and dislike them, they say, well, maybe we just need to get rid of the dislike button. Now, remember back Amy Schumer, that is Chuck Schumer's niece, by the way, put out a stand-up special that was so hated by Netflix that they got rid of their rating system. Remember how Netflix used to have 1 to 5 stars to see how much you'd like something? They got rid of that because people hated Amy Schumer's special. Now people hate this socialist SJW propaganda shoved down their throat, so they're telling you, you're not allowed to not like this. You're not allowed to voice your dissent. That's hateful. If you don't like what we're doing, we will silence you and take away your ability to voice your dissent. These people are Orwellian thought control police, and nobody appointed them.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, in terms of regulatory and our regulators and our governments, I think the conversation is often about how regulators will come in and start writing rules and setting expectations for how companies or services might behave, but there's a role for the company to educate, and there's a role for the company to educate on like what technology makes possible, whether it be positive and also some of the negatives that become possible as well. So I think we have a role to help educate and to help make sure that we're, you know, really we're pushing towards what I think the job of regulator is, which is number one, protect the individual, number two, level the playing field, and make sure that those two things are not compromised by special interests trying to protect their own domain or profits or dominance within a particular market.
What do you mean by level the playing field?
Level the playing field so that an individual has the same opportunity that someone else might have or a company might have.
So anyone can have a Twitter account
and you know they have at least you know an equal opportunity to contribute to it, and whatever they do with it will change the outcome. Some people might become very popular because they're saying stuff people want to hear. Some people won't see any following whatsoever because they're not adding anything original or interesting or different in terms of perspective.
Yeah, and you know, some people will just have the wrong opinion, then we'll have to ban them from this thing that I claim is a human right. And it's just, you know, I'm the regulator and I decide what is good and what is bad. And, you know, that's just something that the tech companies are going to have to do, you know, because we're so powerful. These guys, that was Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey of Twitter on the Joe Rogan podcast yesterday. There you had Twitter CEO basically saying we're going to have to be the regulators and decide what is good or bad speech. I don't have time on the show to show you all of the clips of Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey basically talking about how amazing it is that these companies are choosing to enforce ideological strictures over making profits, over just serving their customers and giving them what they want. Joe Rogan's like, I think it's so amazing that this is the only industry that you have. They're making choices that instead of just going with profit, they're actually making choices to better humanity. It's like, wow, you got a little shoe shine on your tongue there, Joe. Absolutely just just brazen, just so full of themselves, so they literally just think that they're gods and that they think the right way, and if you think the wrong way, you're detrimental to them. And of course, Jack Dorsey talks about how, well, he kept talking about coordinated harassment campaigns or coordinated downvoting or all these sorts of things. Of course, that ties into YouTube looking to remove the dislike button because all of the SJW anti-male, anti-white propaganda that they shove down people's throats gets downvotes, gets rejected just overwhelmingly by the YouTube users and the public. So they call that weaponizing the dislike button and dislike mobs. And this is where you have to understand the self-fulfilling aspect of this censorship, or rather the self-continuation of it. Because right now, what you have is Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan talking about how, well, all these people, they flood in and they dislike things and that's not good. And so we have to come in and censor them and tell them what to think. And if they don't think the way we do, we can deprive them of their right to say anything. Then you have people going, wait, that's not right. I don't like that. Going in and downvoting it or expressing their opinion and saying, you know, hey, nice softball questions, Joe Rogan. Jack Dorsey, you know, kiss my butt. You don't have a right to tell me what is and is not proper ways to think. Well, then is that a brigade? Is that a mob going at it? So this is the self-fulfilling aspect where they say something that is just heinous and vile and nobody likes. So people voice that. Then they ban all those people for disagreeing with them because it's a hate mob and it's weaponizing the dislike button. This is the danger of letting these people control it just outright. And you heard in that last clip where he's talking about, you know, the government usually is regulators, but Twitter is going to have to take that on. This is why, as a libertarian who typically dislikes the government being involved in anything that it doesn't absolutely have to be involved in, that's why I think the government absolutely has to be involved in this, because Twitter is taking the role of the government, but they are not responsible to their constituents. They are not responsible to the people that their policies affect. That is why we have a representative government, is so the government itself is responsible to the people and suffer consequences when they do something that the people don't like. Twitter silences you if you express your dislike with their policies. They will kick you off the platform, right, by some made up excuse and justify it, not suffer any consequences, not have any oversight. They can do whatever they want. They see themselves as governments. They see themselves as protecting, you know, the good of the people, the good of society, because they're ideological slaves. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the idea that this guy, Jack Dorsey, is in charge of one of the most powerful platforms of free expression that the world has ever seen is so unsettling. And luckily, once again, that is being shown in the hate of this is being shown in the comments and in the dislikes on this Twitter YouTube video. But don't think for a second that silencing your ability to speak, silencing your ability to have a platform, having a free and fair ability to express yourself on Twitter that CEO Jack Dorsey claims right there is like their primary thing. Oh, everybody has to have equal access. But then once you get the access, if you say something we don't like, we'll just delete you. Don't think for a second that it stops with speech. They have much bigger plans in the work for you plebeians, the you people that they see as cattle. Let's go to clip number two.
What was the thought process with, I mean, one of the things that's kind of cool about the Cash App is that you can buy and sell Bitcoin with it.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to consider other forms of cryptocurrency as well?
Not right now. So back to the internet. I believe the internet will have a native currency.
Really?
It'll have a native currency. And I don't know if it's Bitcoin. I think it will, because just given all the tests it's been through and the principles behind it, how it was created, and it was something that was born on the internet, that was developed on the internet, that it was tested on the internet. It is of the internet. And the reason we enabled the purchasing of Bitcoin within the Cash App is, one, we want to learn about the technology and we want to put ourselves out there and take some risk. We're the first publicly traded company to actually offer it as a service. We're the first publicly traded company to talk to the SEC about Bitcoin and what that means. And it made us uncomfortable. We had to, you know, like really understand what was going on. And that was critical and important. And then the second thing is that we would love to see something become a global currency. It enables more access. It allows us to serve more people. It allows us to move much faster around the world. And, we thought we were going to start with how you can use it transactionally, but
so there you go, folks. The same people that will determine you don't have a right to express yourself on the internet are the ones at the forefront and at the head of creating a global digital currency. Gosh, I wonder if this is just an accident, if this is just a coincidence, and they really just care about helping people and they just want equality and to help the poor people. Yeah, don't go get a bank account with a savings where you're earning interest. No, you need the Cash App that actually takes a little bit away from you every time you use it, a little bit of transaction fees each time. That's much better for poor people, right? Not earning interest, but being charged fees. These people are just the most evil beings on the face of the planet, and they have unchecked, unregulated, unmitigated power over our speech, and now they're going after our ability to transact financial deals with each other, to make payments, to do that. They're trying to create a global technological currency that will fall in the same rules as your ability to use Twitter. Just like he says, it's a human right to be on these social networks. Oh, but we'll delete you if you displease us. Well, it's a human right to have access to cash and have access to money. Oh, but we might stop you from buying anything if you don't adhere to our ideology. These people are absolutely sick. They want to control everything. They already control a huge amount. One thing they don't control, ladies and gentlemen, is InfoWars. InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. We are the bulwark fighting against these totalitarian jerks trying to take over everything and regulate exactly what you're able to say, all the while smiling and grinning and telling you it's for your own good. We are the force that they are afraid of because we are waking up people at a tremendous rate. And every one of those downvotes for this video, every one of those comments calling it out and, defending Alex Jones, they recognize it. And these totalitarian jerks recognize it as well. They hate when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Kick them in the teeth by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
It's a miracle. They put on a Super Bowl halftime show without it being infused with liberal propaganda or being hijacked by a virtue-signaling celebrity or even made to look like an elaborate occult ritual. Well, that is if the stage briefly turning into a rainbow wasn't a wink and a nod to the LGBT community. Headliner Adam Levine from the group Five Morons, or Maroon 5, whatever the name is, had said that social justice warriors would be heard during the halftime show, leading many to wonder what was going to happen. Was he going to take a knee or include a group of illegal aliens on stage as they symbolically climb over a wall? No, turns out he didn't do anything, including anything entertaining. So he either chickened out or the producer sat him down and had a little talk with him, so he decided to take off his shirt instead. But that has infuriated the social justice warriors because it's a clear example of sexism and the double standards of society because Janet Jackson got in trouble many years ago for showing her nipple. This snowflake, who says that he's part of the resistance against Trump in his Twitter bio, said, so why is Adam Levine allowed to show both nipples when Janet Jackson couldn't even show one? This isn't equality. This lunatic, who has an LGBT flag in her Twitter handle, says that the country has to have a serious chat about why Adam Levine's nipples are apparently acceptable on TV, but Janet Jackson was shamed and blacklisted. The madness goes on and on. So it's okay when Adam Levine shows a nipple, but when Janet Jackson does it, everyone loses their mind. So nipples are okay when Adam Levine does it, huh? Well, this video is probably getting demonetized for sure for talking about inappropriate content. So thanks to all you guys who sponsor the channel through Patreon and PayPal. Things got even crazier, though, because not even the Super Bowl could get Donald Trump off the minds of the lunatic liberals. One of the Krasenstein brothers, who are two losers who live on Twitter, tweeted out, quote, while many of you are yelling, go Patriots or go Rams, I'm yelling, go Robert Mueller and the rule of law. Hashtag Super Bowl 2019. But he still wasn't the biggest loser of Super Bowl Sunday. That trophy goes to the guy who wrote this article at the Daily Beast, Tom Brady's New England Patriots are Team MAGA, whether they like it or not. Their star quarterback, coach, and owner all supported Trump, but that's not the only thing that makes the Super Bowl-bound Patriots the preferred team of white nationalists. He went on to air his grievances about Tom Brady, including that he flashed a red MAGA hat, which is gaining more and more traction as a symbol of white nationalism in America in his locker back in the primary days. Oh, it gets even better. He goes on to say, quote, look, it doesn't matter if the Patriots like it or not. They are the official team of American white nationalism, the MAGA boys on the field. When you root for the Patriots, you are associating yourself with the virulent and revolting strain of politics that seeks to make America great again, which is to say, white, European, and English-speaking. Listen, you lunatic, just because the quarterback voted for the president doesn't mean that fans can't support the team, and it certainly doesn't mean that they're Nazis if they do. It's not a joke that there is a mass psychosis in our society, and it's either caused by liberalism or liberalism is the result of the psychosis.
Once again, Mark Dice just hits it out of the park with that segment on the Super Bowl and how they're calling the Patriots the team of white nationalism. No, they're the team of America. They're a team of Patriots and of the MAGA Americans, and they won last night because, well, that's what we do. We just win. It's must be upsetting to be on the other side, but over here, the water is fine. I'll talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl and the ads that were played a little bit later in this hour, but when we get back, I'm going to talk about Reddit, and I'm going to dissect a particularly appropriate, a particularly meaningful and symbolic post on that website and how that entire website has been really the most influenced by big tech censorship, even though it doesn't get nearly as much press as places like Facebook and Twitter. We'll get more of that on the other side. This is the David Knight Show.
By leaps and by bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. It is the second hour, 9:06 Central Standard Time. I'm going to get right into this, talking about, I'll give you a brief little overview of the Reddit censorship, and then I want to talk about this one particular post that really illustrates it well. So Reddit 5 years ago was all Ron Paul all the time. They hated the Fed. They hated the government. It was a free speech zone. They really fought for that. Then around the 2016 election, Bernie Sanders got a big following there, and then that was matched and then greatly exceeded by the Donald Trump subreddit that just overtook the entire front page of Reddit. If you're not familiar with Reddit, anybody can go on. It's a social network, but it's anonymous. Everybody has screen names, so you don't have to say who you are exactly. And there's different groups that sort whatever you're posting. So there's pics for pictures, there's news for news, there's world news, there's politics, and you submit news stories or links to Reddit, and then people vote them up or vote them down, and that determines how high up on the page they are. And it calls itself the front page of the internet, and the traffic that Reddit sees is astronomical. So during the 2016 election and shortly thereafter, they openly, blatantly changed their algorithms to suppress Donald Trump content and conservative content. They constantly go through and are deleting what they're called subreddits, or the Reddit communities or pages that are conservative or are anti-SJW or whatever they are. They go in and delete them. And so what you're left with now is in politics, world news, picks. I mean, every single subreddit is just there to bash Trump. I mean, the whole thing is just bashing Trump and bashing conservatives. I mean, and pictures where you're supposed to see nice pictures of things. It'll just be the top four posts will be comics about just bashing conservatives. And so this particular, post was on a subreddit called Murdered by Words. And what that of course means is it's supposed to be a mic drop moment, right? Somebody who just, you know, leaves a comment or just destroys somebody with their superior intelligence and brilliant wordplay. So that was posted. This was the top post on the Murdered by Words subreddit. So this was like, damn, you got him. That was amazing. You murdered them with your words. And I'm just going to explain just how this illustrates the whirlwind, the hurricane of disinformation and confusion that the Democrats live their entire lives in. So the comment that was posted was a response to a post on Facebook that said, "How is it the Democrats scream for justice for illegal children, then pass laws to kill American children? Wake up." All right. So it wasn't a particularly popular post. In fact, at the time that this person commented on it, it had one comment and one share. So not particularly popular, not particularly biting, and just sort of it's a good statement. It makes sense. He's trying to draw the parallel and show how they hate Americans and want to support immigrants and abortion. It's okay. So this person just goes on a rant and just tears them down. So we're going to go through it line by line. All right. So this response to this fairly boilerplate conservative meme begins with, "If you want to go down this road, oh, we can." All right. So we're starting off with unearned confidence and superiority. They say, "Maybe you should ask yourself how it is Republicans spent 30 years virtue signaling about the sanctity of a child's life." So we're going to stop right there and explain how Liberals have literally no idea what the term virtue signaling even means. It so accurately describes their mindset that they're incapable of even understanding it. If for 30 years you advocate for, vote on, and support a particular policy position, that's not virtue signaling. That's just holding a position. Virtue signaling is nominating the Black Panther for Best Picture of the Year. That's virtue signaling. That is doing something because of the virtue alone and because you want to signal what a nice person you are, when in reality you are making a choice that is demonstrably wrong, right? It's a decent comic book movie, and they're nominating it for Movie of the Year because they're virtue signaling. So that's what virtue signaling is, not holding a legitimate and sincere position on something. But they're just trying to conflate it all, or they're just idiots. Either way, they say they're virtue signaling about the sanctity of a child's life. Okay, I can think of worse things to virtue signal about. Seems like a valid thing to defend. But the Republicans, they don't think twice about locking one up in the cage like an animal. So yes, they are still fooled by the fake news photos from Obama's administration. So, my God, just to recap, this person, in defense of Democratic position of post-birth abortions, ridiculous, instead of addressing that hypocrisy that's pointed out by the meme up top, claims that the Republicans are actually hypocrites because they don't really care about children, the proof for which she uses a photo from the Obama administration. This is just the first paragraph. This is how insanely misinformed and disingenuous these idiots are. So, and of course, the implication is really the Republicans just hate women and they just want to keep women down. And they're just using the fact that you're saving a baby's life as an excuse. They don't care about the baby's life. They just hate women. These people are just monsters. So then this comment continues. How a child's life is the most important thing there is, but they'll defund every program meant to feed, educate, and shelter that child. Well, that would be enough. And its parents. Oh, they want the parents taken care of as well. That's right. What they don't understand is the pro-life position is that this is murder. Okay, so whoever wrote this, dear anonymous person on Facebook, I don't want you to be murdered. I think it should be illegal for you to be murdered. That does not mean I'm now responsible for supporting you in everything that you want to do and providing a job for you, an income for you, and a house for you. That's not what that means. It means I don't want you to be murdered, and I think there should be a law against murdering you. But this is the confusion that the Democrats live in, swim in, are soaked in. They say how the family is the backbone of this country, but the Republicans have no problem ripping them apart to score cheap political points from people who post thoughtless memes on Facebook to soothe their confirmation bias. How can you soothe your confirmation bias by you posting something? That just doesn't make any sense. Confirmation bias is when you pay attention to stuff that approves what you previously thought to be true. Posting something cannot, by definition, soothe your confirmation bias. So that just, again, this person just exposes their idiocy. But I remind you, this was the top post in the Murdered by Words subreddit. This is something that the liberals read and just at every line, they're like, ah, yeah, got him. Yeah, got him. Yeah, nailed. Oh, you can't come back from that, can you, Republicans? These people are brainwashed lemmings to the highest degree. But then, of course, they think that you can't... My God, do I really have to explain why we separate families on borders? A, we don't know if they are actually their family. We have to separate them because it's likely that they're human trafficking. B, these people committed a crime, so you separate the parents who are responsible for the crime from the kids who are too young to have responsibility for that crime. I could keep going, but there's more idiocy to get to. This person says the problem here isn't Democrats versus Republicans. You're right. It's the informed versus the sheep-like. It is the free thinkers versus those who can only think in the dimensions that have been laid out for them by their ideological masters in the Democratic Party. They say the problem is political hypocrites who've been able to stay in power their entire lives because all it takes to get your vote is throwing a single issue in front of you, knowing you'll happily keep both eyes closed to all the other awful, evil things they do in the name of family values. So I'll take this time to remind you that this entire post that this person wrote is ostensibly, you know, in effect, it is defending the Democrats who come out and are in favor of literal infanticide. So you say to them, you know what? I think this infanticide business you're getting mixed up in is not good. And by the way, why are you okay with killing these babies if the whole reason you want to have an open border is to save the children of illegal immigrants? That's hypocrisy. This person comes back with, oh, they've blinded you by appealing to your bigotry. You're just so dumb, you stupid, thoughtless meme poster on Facebook. And this is the number one post on a subreddit that is supposed to be where people just absolutely demolish their opponents with well thought out and ingenious, words with just mic drop moment. That is a mic drop moment for the unbelievably ill-informed, hateful, and stupid Democrats that now run our country and infest our cities. It's absolutely shocking how they are not just ignorant, they celebrate each other's ignorance.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate krill oil that is so pure, so good. We have the ultimate fish oil as well. All three of those, everybody, energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart, these are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest Turbo Force for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I'd be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my
life. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Of course, the Super Bowl was yesterday. Patriots won very, very low-scoring game. Now, of course, the big sort of cultural significance of the Super Bowl are the ads. And if you watched the ads yesterday, you'll know that our culture is in decline is a easy way to say that. I'm not sure I saw a single solitary cultural reference that was less than 20 years old. I saw a Sex and the City reference. I saw a Big Lebowski reference. I saw a lot of very old callbacks to these celebrities that have not been famous or popular in a decade at least. And this is just a consequence of our literally collapsing culture. I mean, our culture is not producing anything new anymore, and it has a lot to do with the fact that, A, our entire cultural gatekeepers are of a single ideology that does not serve the people. We saw that with the fact that YouTube is deleting their dislikes videos because the things that the cultural elite keep playing for us keep getting massive dislikes because people don't want to see it, people don't like it, and we speak out against it. Well, they don't like us being able to speak out against what they want to shovel down our throats. They don't like us being able to fight back against their overwhelming and all-encompassing comprehensive propaganda that they're constantly spewing from every outlet that they can find. And in addition to that, you have this, you know, once again, sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, this self-perpetuating problem of needing to spend massive and even more massive amounts of money on movies or TV shows. They think they need to spend $100 million, $200 million on a movie for it to be popular, so they will not go with something that is not proven to be popular. And even when they destroy whatever that thing is, they would still rather stick to the tried and true than try something unique or untested. Just like they want to remake Ghostbusters and Jurassic Park and everything that already has a brand name that they already know is successful, that they've already tested for decades, and they know that people will come no matter how crappy it is because they have to get a return on that investment because they're investing just so much money. So that, you know, the ads this year were just utterly banal, just utterly not entertaining, not creative, not clever, not groundbreaking. They didn't push the envelope. I saw a lot about celebrating girls who are now playing football and just other random SJW nonsense. I mean, just a cultural marker, a example, a symptom of our declining and dying culture. That's not declining and dying because the American people are losing interest in interesting things or aren't as creative as they used to be. It's because we are becoming more and more bureaucratized, more and more controlled, more and more managed. Money has more and more of an importance. If you don't have the right ideology, you're less and less likely to get a job or be able to have your ideas considered. It is a consolidation of the ideologically pure in their eyes, of the ideologically monolithic that now, you know, more and more take over the realms of power, do not get into place because they are the most creative or the most powerful or the most, you know, groundbreaking and genius people, but because, I don't know, maybe they fill the right check boxes. You know, of course, the biggest symptom of this in the modern day and age, I mentioned it in the last segment, is nominating Black Panther for Movie of the Year. How far we've fallen when an average, like decent, not particularly good comic book movie, one of, what, a dozen that were released that year, is best movie of the year because of why? Because they are pandering, because they are virtue signaling, because they have replaced, actual discrimination of good and bad, actual determining whether or not you like something based on its inherent value. Well, that's been moved over, and it's, you only are allowed to value something. You're only allowed to think something is good if it serves the ideological consistency of the world that they're trying to create. This is why we say that the left is communism, that the left is totalitarianism, because this is what you find in places like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, where instead of, determining is this book good, it's how well does this book, carry forth the propagandistic imperatives of the state. How does this make the state look? How does this serve the party or not serve the party? That becomes the only consideration when determining whether something is good or not. And that's exactly what you're seeing take place in our culture now. Except instead of this being a worldwide, society-wide, revolution in which the government becomes involved, it is just groups and networks of ideologically monolithic, highly elite, super rich people that have all determined this is going to be the way forward now. And if you disagree, we will exert our power and use our influence to silence you. And the Super Bowl ads are just an example of that, where you have just nothing but people from the 90s and the early 2000s and the 80s. This is why it's like, the 90s were such a distinct decade. The 80s we see as a distinct decade. The 70s we see as a distinct decade. Even the 90s, we knew what 70s style looked like. We knew what 70s movies looked like. We knew what 70s music sounded like. Since about the 90s, it's all just been one sort of bland mishmash explosion of color and nonsense, and nothing stands out, nothing rises above, nothing signifies a cultural, change worldwide. It's all manufactured, it's all bland, it's all consumerist, and it comes out in things like Super Bowl commercials that we see just being a parade of nonsense and a parade of previously famous people that, I mean, teenagers now, that I can't imagine being a teenager now and watching the Super Bowl commercials and being like, who are all of these old people in these commercials? Because there are no natural stars rising to the top. It's all manufactured. It's all controlled now. And of course, the people that are now the popular, most popular, most influential celebrities, the companies don't want them in the commercials because they're people like Cardi B, former stripper and just total airhead and vapid. I don't even know how to describe her. She, of course, rejected the Super Bowl offer to play during the halftime show in support for Colin Kaepernick. What? What is he even doing now? How long has it been since he was making his stand? And are you really still supporting Colin Kaepernick? Like, how long is this going to go on? 20 years from now, are we going to have people going, yeah, I don't support the NFL because I support Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick will wheel out with an oxygen machine and a drip bag into his arm and say, yes, I'm still standing up for, all the white people will be dead by this point. They'll still be celebrating him. They'll still be, claiming that he's a victim of systematic discrimination. Look, folks, if you miss the Super Bowl, don't bother. It's not worth watching anymore. All of this corporate controlled, just bland, corporate, stupid, dumbed down, lowest common denominator nonsense that's only there to control and limit the way that you think and manipulate you into purchasing something that won't last you 2 months because they want you to purchase the new upgraded version. The culture is collapsing, and it's not because of the American culture. It's because of these outside influences trying to change our culture and destroy our culture on purpose. It's a plan, and yeah, it's succeeding.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And You know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Second half of the second hour, 9:33 Central Standard Time here at the Central Texas Command Center of InfoWars. I'm just going to spend one segment talking about this, the Northam story. I mean, you could go on and on about it. It really lays bare the hypocrisy. It really is the most ironic and infuriating, display of, Democratic partisanship I have ever seen, let alone the fact that the people that are mad at him for blackface rarely have anything to say about the fact that he argued in favor of infanticide, the much bigger issue. But I will be talking about it. I'll be going through some headlines and discussing exactly how the Democrats are trying to spin this and how the Republicans are playing it. But first, let's go to this report by our very own Greg Reese.
There has been much public discussion about racist and offensive materials that appear on my page of the 1984 Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook.
Shortly after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam made the news for talking about passing a law that will allow killing a child after it is removed from its mother's womb.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
It was discovered that in 1981, while at the Virginia Military Institute, he went by the nickname of Coon Man. And in his 1984 yearbook from medical school, his page includes a picture of a man in blackface and a man wearing a white Ku Klux Klan robe. Katrina Pearson said on Twitter that not only did Northam dress like that, he selected it for his personal yearbook page. It's not like a drunken party or bad judgment for a silly costume party. That took thought. Of all the photographs, that's how he wanted his classmates to remember him so. Let that sink in. When CNN reported on it, they misleadingly labeled him a Republican, which is strange. According to Wikipedia, out of the 20 known members of the Ku Klux Klan in American politics, 17 were Democrats. So it makes more sense that Northam is a Democrat. We can even see him refusing the hand of a fellow black politician.
All right, Senator Northam, thank you very much. Mr. Jackson, we appreciate you both being here.
I appreciate it.
As I said, this is the last opportunity for our viewers and the voters to see the two candidates side by side.
And we know that Ralph Northam accepted $2 million from Planned Parenthood, an organization founded by Margaret Sanger, who once said that colored people are like weeds. They need to be exterminated. Maybe it is a coincidence that there has been twice as many abortions in the black community than in any other. Maybe it is a coincidence that after accepting $2 million from Planned Parenthood, Ralph Northam is pushing for infanticide. After all, Ralph Northam claims it is a strange coincidence that the picture who he says is not him even ended up on his yearbook page at all.
In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo.
Well, I'm supposed to be a fool, right?
Hey, wasn't me.
Great report by Greg Reese. You can find that on Infowars.com. So let me go through, the coverage of this, like, oh my gosh, let alone the fact that he first is embroiled in controversy for advocating infanticide, okay? Then it comes out that he has this blackface KKK. I mean, in one photo, you have two things that if a Republican were to ever be caught even, like, in a photo with people dressed like that, it would be game over. It would be nonstop protest. It would be live on the scene in front of his office demanding a statement 24/7, crowds of paid for mobs of protesters harassing them until they resign. Absolutely ridiculous. But even more ridiculous is the way that the mainstream media chooses to spin this and cover for this guy. I mean, how you can possibly vote for the Democrats, how you can possibly believe a single word out of their mouths is just absolutely shocking. And here's what they say. It's so stupid. They say, sorry, Republicans, you can't call out Northam for racism and give Trump a pass. Really? We can't? First of all, we're not calling out Northam for his racism, which, well, okay, we are doing that. But in reality, what we're really calling out is your hypocrisy in the situation, that you'll call out any sort of hint at a possibility of racism and make it the biggest frickin' thing in the world, whereas real, honest, in-your-face photo of racism from a Democrat gets nothing. It's the hypocrisy we're pointing out, not necessarily the racism. But I would love to see your evidence that shows that Trump is even close to have anything in his past, even remotely like the photo of Governor Northam. You won't find it in a million years. Reminder, he wasn't a kid when he made that. That was from his medical school. He was an adult in that picture. Meanwhile, in the 80s, Donald Trump is receiving the Ellis Island Medal of Honor for his brotherhood and diversity efforts being awarded to him by Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali. But yeah, he's the racist. You hypocrites, you liars, you two-faced jackals. Now, then they delve into the past, and yes, the venerated and, you know, legendary magazine Time magazine does, you know, groundbreaking research and finds a photo of Mitch McConnell in front of a Confederate flag. Whoopty frickin' do. Do you not realize that the state flag of Mississippi still has the Confederate flag? The Confederate flag has not been a symbol of hate for, you know, decades like blackface and the KKK hood have. Little bit of a different level of, you know, it's a matter of degree. God, just absolutely ridiculous. But yes, he's photographed in front of a Confederate flag. So that's just as bad, right? He's standing in front of a Confederate flag, the symbol that's still on state flags to this day, was never controversial until the Democrats decided to make it a controversy 2 years ago, and their sheep-like followers just follow them, right? Oh, yeah, well, that's controversial now. Now you're a racist if you like that flag. They're such sheep. Then, of course, Donald Trump Jr. says the GOP would never get away with a Northam scandal. And Twitter lets him have it. Oh, those blue check marks. They showed him, didn't they? No, of course they didn't. They're idiots, liars, and hypocrites. Ted Cruz, of course, actually, comes out swinging, says, why does the media relentlessly shill for the Dems? They won't cover Northam's defense of infanticide, but they'll ask how he can moonwalk. It's so blatant now, folks. If you're still in this, Democrat mindset, you're beyond hope. I don't even care about you anymore. Trump calls the racist photo and late-term abortion remarks unforgivable, which is exactly what they are. But the guy's not even resigning. The guy's not even apologizing. He's not backtracking. First he says, yes, I do apologize. And an hour later he says, oh, but it wasn't me, actually. It actually wasn't. I know it's my photo and it's my page. It's my yearbook page. And since then, two other photos have come out. One that actually describes me as being nicknamed Coon Man. But he doesn't need to resign. He doesn't need to apologize for that. This is just the Republicans, you know, pretending they're not racist. It's just, my God. The level of brainwashing that the Democrats have subjected the people to and that they're actually willing to go along with is infuriating beyond belief. This is the most shockingly hilarious interpretation of this event from CNN. The news story is called the shocking part of the racist yearbook photo that is what the critics leave out. This is the line. This is the line, folks. Are you ready for it? CNN. Democratic bootlickers say, quote, some of the biggest champions for black people in America's past have been white politicians who were racist. That's right. These people who will burn your house down and murder your family for daring to not use their preferred pronouns and not, you know, succumb fully to their ideas that white people are evil and black people are inherently good. You deserve to be destroyed. Oh, but if you're pictured in blackface in a KKK hood, well, they have to remind you that some of our best Democrats who've done the most for black people were racist, so let's leave them alone. Hypocrisy abounds.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, last segment of the second hour of the David Knight Show. Millie Weaver will join me in the third hour, and we'll watch her bombshell report showing that she was able to sign up for and could have gotten an abortion at 38 weeks pregnant just by saying she was depressed. Absolutely incredible stuff. I can't wait to talk to her about it. But I'll just I'll give you a headline sort of blitz here in this segment. I'll talk a little bit about some of these big stories that really could deserve their own show all by themselves. But I'll give you the rundown. And then in the next hour, we talked to Millie Weaver. I'm also going to talk about this guy, John of God, who was Bill Clinton's faith healer. Big approval by Oprah Winfrey. Turns out he was literally farming children, keeping women enslaved to serve as wombs for babies that they would sell on the black market. Absolutely despicable stuff, tied in with the Clintons and the Hollywood elite. And now the woman who came forward and broke this story and was a whistleblower and told this has now been suicided. So we will discuss that in the third hour as well. But let me give you these headlines. We heard Chuck Schumer accidentally spill the beans on what the Democratic plans are for the future when he said that Stacey Abrams has been important in pushing forward voter registration, voter expansion laws, which, of course, she was famous for more or less advocating that undocumented people be allowed to vote. So Chuck Schumer comes out and says, yes, she's been on the forefront of what we think is necessary, the foundation of what the Democratic Party is working on, and that is you know, fighting voter suppression is what they say, when in reality they mean the most basic controls to stop people who are not supposed to be voting from voting. Or things like ballot harvesting, where so-called lower income or underrepresented neighborhoods are basically the Democrats will just vote for them. It's absolutely absurd. But here's the headline. Dems are headed to Texas to probe suspected voter suppression. So this coincides with not just the thing I told you about Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, you know, just their entire plan is to overwhelm the votes of American citizens with votes of non-citizens or with people who will vote straight ticket Democrat. But in addition, they are targeting Texas very, 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 very hard, because they know that if Texas falls, America falls, and if America falls, the world falls. So they are heading to Texas to probe suspected voter suppression, aka try to tear down any protections for our elections that have been erected. So we want to protect our elections from being infiltrated, from being manipulated, and they are trying to prevent us from doing that. The Pentagon is sending 3,700 extra U.S. forces to the border with Mexico, which, you know, sounds great, something that sounds like Trump would do, sounds like something that would make a difference. The only problem is they're not shooting anyone, and that's what troops are for, you understand. They're for protecting against invasion and fighting wars. So we are essentially at war with Mexico, with them invading us or sending caravans by the tens of thousands across our border from countries farther south, and that could all be solved with about $200 in bullets. I'm totally serious about this, that literally we have to start doing something, and if we don't have a wall, I think it would only take a couple dead migrants to just totally halt the entire flow. People would just stop coming, because the only reason they're coming is because Democrats are laying out the red carpet for them. The Democrats are inviting them into this situation. We need to stop doing this. We need to, hey, great, we're sending extra forces, 3,750 of them to the border with Mexico. Well, we've already sent forces down there, and they do nothing to stop the caravans from coming in. They simply make a more orderly process. They speed up the process by which the migrants who have been trained as to what to say to appear as if they qualify for asylum to get into the country even quicker and overwhelm our court systems and be forced just to be let into our country by the hundreds, by the busload, by the tens of thousands as more and more migrant caravans come towards us. This is going to be an ongoing, reoccurring thing unless we do something to stop them now, Mr. President. This is a story of, just obviousness. Universities are allowing free speech to be curtailed in favor of rule of the mob. Yes, we know. They're called Democrats. That's what Democrats are. There's another thing. Mitch McConnell, there's a headline saying, Mitch McConnell hates democracy. Hey, guess what? Me too. It means the rule of the mob. It means lowest common denominator. It means the most unhelpful, unproductive citizens of the country just get to vote your country into bankruptcy and welfare servitude, you know, because there's more of them and because the media and all of the outlets by which they get their information are all utterly controlled by ideological slaves. So, yeah, I don't like democracy either. I prefer democracy over totalitarianism, but democracy, you have to understand, is a dirty word. It was to the founding fathers. They did not want democracy. They did not create a democracy. Trying to rule by mob is the only thing that the Democrats are able to do, because they're so skilled at manipulation of the masses. Houston's police chief knows what's needed on guns, and it isn't thoughts and prayers. No, it's gun control. Yes, of course. Police Chief Art Acevedo said to politicians who offer up thoughts and prayers in the wake of tragic shootings, well, he scolds them and he says, we don't elect people to pray for us. We elect people to lead us. Yes, we elect people to take our most basic human rights, our most basic ability to defend ourselves, our First and Second Amendment, right? Art Acevedo, of course, this comes on the heel of a utterly botched police raid that got four police officers and two citizens killed in Houston because of rumors that they were drug dealing. No drugs found in the house. And in fact, they started shooting back because the first people to breach the front door and shoot their dog in the face were in plain clothes and didn't really announce themselves as police officers. So, of course, the homeowner shot back. When you have a shotgun wielding plain, you know, a man dressed in normal clothes kick down your door and shoot your dog, yeah, you bet your ass I'd shoot back. Of course, they fill those two citizens with bullet holes. Four police officers die, and Art Acevedo, who's is responsible for the entire mess up and responsible for the entire totalitarian police state tactics that went so horribly wrong, well, he knows what the problem is. It's because citizens are allowed to have guns, and we have to get rid of them, right? Out of my cold, dead hands, you dirtbag. They say job and land and jobs are the top priority for the radical South African party. And they say, I forget how exactly they put it, but they're like, the white people in South Africa have all the success. There it is. The economy is in the white hands of, or is in the hands of the white community, and we want to change that. He told the crowd to cheers and raised fist. And it's kind of like, I mean, a lot of these political policies, a lot of these political contentions can be better understood if you just put it on a personal level. And it's like, if I'm talking to a billionaire and I'm like, man, all of the economy, your business is all in your hands, and I want the economy to be in my hands. He'd probably say to me, oh, well, you great. You can maybe start at my company and work your way up and be where I am one day. Or, hey, go start your own company. Maybe you'll be even bigger than my day, but you got to put in the work. You got to do your stuff. You got to know your stuff. And you got to make the deals. And you too can own the economy and can have a big part of this. And I'm like, no, dude, don't you know I have a gun right here? I'm robbing you. I want your stuff. And then I just take it from them, and that's how the world works, right? Now I'm in charge of the economy, and I run a $1 billion business because I shot the guy that actually did and actually built it, and certainly I'll be able to run it and uphold it just as well as he will, right? That's the issue that we're looking at South Africa, as they blatantly murder and rob from people based on their race. Democrats, hello? Hello, Democrats? Hello, this is what you hate. This is what you talk about hating. It's white people. Sorry, white people are the victims, so it's fine. Sorry, my bad. Muslims form a community patrol. Some neighbors say no thanks. Gee, I wonder why they don't want a car that looks like an NYPD cruiser patrolling their neighborhoods and enforcing Sharia law. Oh, that's not what they're doing? Well, that's what they're doing in England. That's exactly what they're doing in England. They have Sharia patrols that goes around and enforces their own religious dogma on other people. So yay, they say it's for the safety of the Muslims. And is that any better, I ask you? Is that any better that we have religious minorities or ethnic minorities that are elevated above the rest of the citizenry and have dedicated patrols for just them themselves that protect this one, you know, so-called, underrepresented demographic and does not patrol or does not protect anybody else? Good. Yeah, I'm so glad that we now have that in New York City. Absolutely ridiculous. More European nations are recognizing Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Queen Elizabeth has plans to be evacuated. This was a secret report that was leaked in case of Brexit unrest. So, folks, the Yellow Vests are still partying, still bringing down the French government. The British government is making plans to evacuate in case their people rise up against them. Welcome to the revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let it stop.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
and by Bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome to the third hour of the David Knight Show here on InfoWars. InfoWars.com/show is the link to see this stream live. Millie Weaver will be joining me in this hour to talk about her bombshell report that we will be playing in its entirety, or as much as we can, in the next segment. But I wanted to take this first 5 minutes and lay out an argument that I'm in favor of that I don't think anybody else really has promoted before or solidified, and that is this argument, or that is this policy. I think we need to make diversity illegal. What? Yes, that's right. We need to make enforced diversity illegal. We need to literally strip any immutable characteristics of a person, strip it from anything that it is not, purposefully necessary to be in, such as if you are literally describing a person, okay, then you can describe what race they are for means of identification. But in all other ways, and basically what I'm saying is we need to get rid of affirmative action, because positive discrimination is just as damaging, just as ineffective, just as unnecessary, and just counterintuitive, anti-American, anti-meritocracy, anti-meritocratic. Positive discrimination is just as bad as negative discrimination. If we are against discrimination based on skin color, against discrimination based on race, against discrimination based on physical attributes or immutable attributes, characteristics that you do not choose but that have just been placed upon you by the will of God and you have no decision over, well, then it should be just as bad to positively discriminate as it is to negatively discriminate. The reason I bring this up is because this will be unbelievably important as we move into a world where algorithms are deciding everything. And to illustrate that point, I have this article by Slate that literally gets the entire concept completely backwards, completely inverted, inside out, and wrong. It says, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right. Algorithms will always be biased as long as there's systematic racism in this country. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that beacon of intelligence, that scion of human understanding, says that algorithms are still made by human beings, and those algorithms are still pegged to basic human assumptions. They're just automated assumptions, and if you can't fix the bias, then you're just automating the bias. Now, the problem is that what happens is algorithms will be fed a wealth of information. They'll be asked to come to a decision or come to observations of, by sorting this massive amount of data. And the problem that people are running into is that the algorithms seem to have bias. They seem to be racist. For example, there was an algorithm that was being used to determine whether or not to grant parole to somebody, and it, being fed all this information, would give a lesser grade, would say that black people were more likely to reoffend and go back into jail. And so this was not somebody in the algorithm changing it to favor white people or to discriminate against black people. This was just a aspect of the outcome of the information that the algorithm was fed in. So what these people are telling you is that now we need to go in and change the algorithms to somehow make up for the vague and, you know, not concrete, but quite ethereal concept of bias. Well, we need to go in and actually put bias into the algorithm because the solutions that it's coming up with do not comport with our preconceived, ideas about what should and shouldn't be the answer that they're coming to. So as we move into a world where algorithms actually are deciding policies and being used by police and doing all these sorts of things, it has to be illegal to put biases into algorithms. That's what these people are arguing in favor of. They're saying that because they're biased already, because of the outcomes that they come out with, we need to go in and make them biased. That is bad.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Recently, New York passed the Reproductive Health Act, the controversial abortion law that makes it so that women can have abortions up until the minute they give birth. This new law opens up loopholes so that women and abortionists can exploit these loopholes, allowing for the infanticide or killing of unborn babies. This abortion law allows for abortions under three conditions. One, if it is performed earlier than 24 weeks of pregnancy. Two, in the absence of fetal viability, which is vague and ambiguous. Three, if necessary to protect the patient's life or health. Health is also another ambiguous term because they also include the woman's mental health or familial health. I mean, they really allow for a lot of give when they talk about this third exemption here. Though Democrats try to use the exception to the rule to prove their point for aborting or killing babies, doctors will actually tell you it's completely unnecessary.
We hear all the time how abortion, including especially late-term abortion, is necessary to save women's lives. Nothing could be further from the truth. I saved hundreds of women from life-threatening pregnancies. The number of babies that I had to, that I was obligated to deliberately kill in the process was zero. None.
Following the passage of this New York abortion bill, many other states began to follow suit.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman? Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Democrats claim to be the party that protects disadvantaged minority groups. All the while, they use disability as justification for aborting unborn babies.
Some people say prenatal screens will identify Down syndrome in the womb, and those pregnancies will just be terminated. It's hard for me to sit here and say those words.
They also say, it's just a ball of cells. It's not a person.
It's killing not babies, a seriously. Baby.
It's
is
a blob of cells.
Cells.
The point is, this angry mob, all the trouble you're in, it can all go away.
All you have to do is admit to everyone that there are no little people living on that speck. That you were wrong, and I was right.
You could say we're all just balls of cells and justify taking our life all the same. These are human beings, even though they're so small.
A person's a person, no matter how small.
Many conservatives and Republicans were warning us years ago, saying these Democrats will push until babies are being aborted up until birth. Well, now here we are.
If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby on the final day. And that's not acceptable.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases.
Well, I'm going to put it to the test. I'm going to see if I can schedule an abortion, even though I'm literally about to pop any day. Let's see if I can schedule an abortion based on some of the exemptions and loopholes that this new law allows for. So we've actually found an organization that deals with late-term abortions. It says right here on their website, we provide assistance to women in New York with late-term abortions.
So there's three other clinics, two other clinics, one in Colorado, and the other one is in New Mexico.
Those are other ones that might be able to help me?
Yeah, there are other clinics that provide advanced gestation abortion care.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Hi. I was referred from abortionclinics.org. I wanted to see if I could get an abortion or get information about late-term abortion.
Okay. Have you had an ultrasound done?
No.
Okay. When was the first day of your last normal period?
Sometime in May.
Do you know when in May?
No.
Okay. Is there anything wrong with the fetus?
I don't know.
Okay, so your tests are elective limited this time. Once we're past the elective limit, this is done on a case-by-case basis, usually for something wrong with the fetus or the health of the mother.
Okay, well, you know, what do I need to do if I, you know, can qualify for some of those reasons?
Well, we have to do what's called an intake. And, you know, the thing is that we would, if you don't know if there's anything wrong with the fetus, we have to have a compelling reason, like your health is in danger or something like that, for us to do a termination at this point in time.
What if I have depression?
Well, we'd have to take that down and we'd have to review it. The doctor would have to look at it. We are looking at what we call a labor and delivery process this time. So you would be needing to be in Albuquerque from a Monday evening or afternoon to a Friday evening or afternoon. We would be going through 2 days of preparation of the body and we would induce labor. So you would be going through active labor and delivery, but it would be the stillborn. And if the doctor approved you, if she did by any chance, we're probably looking at a $17,000 fee at this point in time.
Okay. So you said $17,000 or $1,700?
$17,000.
Okay. Okay. Well, what do I need to do to be able to go forward with this? Like, do I need to be able to set up an appointment or do an ultrasound?
It would be best if you do an ultrasound. Is there somewhere there you can go get one done? To try to nail it down, since you don't have a set menstrual date in May, that's what we would need, if we would need to have a little bit better idea how far you are.
Okay.
So if there's somewhere where you can go to get an ultrasound, that would be great.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can proceed.
Yeah, okay. I can do that. I could maybe go to like Planned Parenthood or something, get an ultrasound, and so all I need is an ultrasound, and then you guys will help me with an appointment.
Well, I can't guarantee anything. The doctor has to review this. She ultimately decides on the information that you give us.
Okay.
So, but let me ask you a couple questions. my mic just went off. So are you calling from New Mexico or are you calling from out of state?
Yes.
Which?
Oh, I'm calling from out of state, but I'd be willing to travel or fly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We also need, if you go to get an ultrasound done, there's two other pieces of information we need. We need to have a blood test, a hemoglobin for anemia, and we need to have a blood pressure. Those two things.
Okay.
So if you go to Planned Parenthood, ask them to do those two things as well, okay?
Okay.
All righty then.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. So there you have it. All I need to do is go get an ultrasound at Planned Parenthood. Even though I'm very much late in my pregnancy, I'm technically full term, and these doctors will review whether or not they think I have enough of a mental illness or an exemption to essentially kill my baby. The really alarming part about this was the fee for the abortion procedure. $17,000 is a lot of money. This is what we're looking at here, where it's pay for murder, essentially. Imagine if I went and hired a hitman to kill off someone, and I paid that hitman $17,000. Essentially, I'm just paying off these abortion doctors $17,000 to kill my baby for me. Pretty creepy. So you know what? Let's go ahead and get an ultrasound and look at my baby and see whether or not it's just simply a ball of cells.
Absolutely bombshell report. I do not use that term lightly, by Millie Weaver, who joins me in the next segment to discuss just what happened there. Absolutely amazing stuff. I'm speechless.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm joined in this segment by Millie Weaver, who you saw last segment schedule an abortion at 38 weeks just by saying she was depressed. And you saw the way they were willing to help her get everything that she needs, provide her anything she needs, such as an ultrasound, for completely free in order to get this abortion. Millie, just walk me through what it was like doing this whole experience. And we had to cut off a little bit at the end of that report there. How did this end? How did this all come out?
Well, Harrison, first I'll say that it was very eerie and creepy to be on the phone with somebody that sounded so happy and chipper. Yeah. And nonchalant while we're discussing essentially killing and terminating the life of my baby, who, you know, I'm already full term. I could go into labor any day now. And it's just so creepy to hear that it would only cost, what, $17,000 to essentially have my baby killed. Now, that is a pretty penny right there. That's a high price to pay. But it also makes it feel more creepy, more eerie that you're paying such a high price. It really reminded me of these stories where you hear people hiring hitmen to kill off someone. I mean, you probably pay a hitman around the same price. So it really sent chills up my spine. It was hard to do. You know, some people were criticizing me, obviously leftists who were pro-abortion, saying, oh, well, you didn't actually go in and have a appointment with these abortion doctors. So how do
we heard exactly what they said. They would have been more than willing to give you the operation if you needed it. And it seems like to me what the liberals would have to say about it, you know, the one thing that they would have a concern with is the fact that you had to go to a different state. And how unfair is it that she has to go all the way to New Mexico just to get an abortion? Can't she do this at home? Can't she pay, $17,500 to do this at home? I'm absolutely shocked at what you've exposed here. And the chipper attitude was, to me, that's the whole thing. It's like I talked before about like the spirit of like Dolores Umbridge, or this is the spirit of just like smiling, grinning, murderous hate that really churns my stomach.
Yes, the woman laughed and chuckled while on the phone with me while we're having this conversation. I just could never imagine being that person on the other side of the phone. The other thing was that, you know, yes, this would be requiring someone to travel to Albuquerque, New Mexico. But what most people don't know is that actually Albuquerque, New Mexico, in some ways is the abortion capital of, you know, the United States. And many people travel from various states to go to Albuquerque to have late term abortions there, because Albuquerque actually has very loose, relaxed abortion laws. Now, they do have a ban on partial birth abortions, just like federal law in every other state does, but they don't have a ban on late term abortions. So they've essentially kind of already been doing what New York is just now starting to do. And they have these abortion mills, essentially, that you can find via referral through their little networks and systems, and telling people, oh, you can, you know, call this doctor, fly to this state, this city, they'll do it, essentially. And that's what we're looking at. It's essentially an abortion mill that I came across here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I can't imagine how many late-term babies have been killed. Now, they don't do the partial birth abortions, which are banned, where you essentially deliver half of the baby and then kill the baby while it's still halfway in the mom and then take it out. But they do do the ones where they do the saline dioxin injection into the baby, and then the baby is essentially delivered full term, but stillborn, essentially. So you're just essentially having, you're going through everything. You go through the labor, you go through the birth, but the baby's born dead. So what is the point of that? I mean, if it were really just about my body, my choice, I don't want this baby in my body anymore, then just remove the baby alive and let it go to the nursery. Let someone adopt it. There are so many families out there that want to adopt. There are NICUs that can help babies that are born even earlier, babies that, you know, would need intensive care. So it's not about my body, my choice. This is about whether or not these people feel they have the entitlement and the right to choose to kill their unborn offspring.
So, Millie, let me ask you, did you receive any pushback at all? Did anybody say, well, depression is not quite the level of, trauma that we care about here? Was there any pushback whatsoever? Anybody ask you, well, are you sure about this? Or was it all just trying to make it easier for you, trying to get you to do this?
Well, it seemed like it was trying to make it easier for me. I mean, as soon as I said, oh, depression, I think that she just went right into detailing the procedure and how much it was going to cost and everything else. And I think these doctors are thinking that, okay, as long as we can just have the right paper trail and ducks in a row to claim our exemptions, we're covered, we're protected, we're okay. But my other question is this, the New York abortion law that was just recently passed made it so that you don't have to be a doctor to do these abortion procedures, essentially. Right. So that actually puts the mother's health at risk. And it's kind of alarming and scary that, this lady's telling me, okay, you're going to essentially give birth in a clinic to a stillborn baby if you do this procedure here. What, without doctors present? I mean, what happens? Like with my son, I had a C-section. The doctors even that I've been going to said they're concerned and worried about uterine abruption. So they want me in the hospital and, they're even hesitant to let me do a VBAC. So, I mean, the risk of myself, if I even went to the clinic and tried to do that, what happens if I had a uterine abruption and they couldn't get me to the hospital in time? I mean, it endangers the mother's lives more than if I were to just go to the hospital and have the baby delivered by proper OBGYNs and doctors.
So not only does it not have to do with the health of the mother because the baby is already out and already able to be delivered, so you're not actually helping the mother at all in any circumstance, but you're actually putting the mother in more of a risk. It's just insane what these people are able to convince themselves to believe. And in the final minute here, Millie, what's your takeaway from all this? What have you learned? What did you not know before going into this that stuck with you through this experience?
Well, I didn't know that Albuquerque, New Mexico was this big, huge abortion hub. And apparently a lot of Christian groups know about this and they go out there and they protest outside of some of these abortion mills. But I didn't know that they had already been practicing these late-term abortions in states such as Albuquerque. I mean, this is disgusting. I would say that, from a religious context, I don't know how many of you guys are spiritual out there, but man, if America doesn't get destroyed over this, God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, because our country is just going to debauchery if we're allowing the most innocent and precious among us to just be slaughtered mercilessly. Some of these abortion doctors, I mean, think about it. They've killed thousands of babies. They've killed more babies than Ted Bundy or some of these notorious, infamous, evil serial killers in our society. Yet how do these guys get a free pass? How do these guys get to be seen as these virtuous, wonderful protectors of women's rights while they're literally hacking up babies and putting them together on tables and then shipping them off so their organs and tissues can be harvested?
It's beyond description. It's totally sick. And thank God you're out there exposing it. Millie Weaver, everybody, doing the Lord's work in the most literal way, exposing the depravity and just disgusting inhumanity of the Democrats in our current American system. Totally sick. Great work, Millie. Great work.
comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, potentially for the last time. We'll see how David feels when he gets in tomorrow. I will be continuing to wake up early and be here as stand-in in case he needs me. But in the meantime, it's been my pleasure and honor to sit in for David Knight, and I hope that you have appreciated it and appreciated seeing me become more comfortable sitting behind the desk. If you look back to some of the shows just merely a month ago, it's much stiffer and less loose. So thanks for giving me this opportunity to grow in front of y'all. And thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com and giving us your support. Of course, we have Millie Weaver, we have Jake Lloyd, we have Greg Reese, we have Savannah Hernandez, and of course, Alex Jones himself. You know, we could all be doing this separately, you know, on YouTube, begging you to go to our Patreon, trying to get you to donate to us or, you know, give us super chats or whatever. How much more powerful is it than all these little rowboats out in the ocean pedaling along doing their own thing, that we're all on this ship together? We all, you know, man our posts and move this ship that is InfoWars into fighting position. We have the weather gauge and we're bearing down on the enemy. That is what you support when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's all in one place. You support me, you support Millie, you support Jake, you support the entire crew, of course, cannot be overstated how important they are to getting this production out. Getting a production out that looks good as well as tells you the truth, because once again, there's lots of people out there in their basement speaking into webcams that do great work. Hey, I'm not bashing them, but this is the quality, this is the production level that really shakes the mainstream media and gets them quivering in their boots, because we are now in competition with them. We are again moving against them and bearing down on them, cannons stocked and loaded. So InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything we do here and get yourself a great product, because this is a comprehensive humanity supporting endeavor that we are engaged in. And I personally highly recommend the Turbo Force at 33% off. That's its introduction price. Will not be that price for very long. And folks, it's worth that and much, much more. It is the energy drink replacement that saves you from the sugar, saves you from the caffeine crash. You mix it into water. It's delicious. It is delicious. There's other products out there that are similar to this. They try to be like this, but they taste like chemicals. They're full of stuff you don't want in your body. This is all natural. It's all good and delicious, and gives you energy more than a cup of coffee, more than a gallon of coffee, in my personal opinion. So energy, metabolism, and alertness. That's Turbo Force from InfoWars Life. That is the, I'm predicting it. That's going to be the new product. That's going to be the new staple product, because as soon as you get it, you're going to want to order it again. So put it on that auto ship, get the discount, lock it in for that price, and replace those sugary, unhealthy energy drinks with the InfoWars replacement. That's so much better for you. Now, in these last two segments, I have two stories that I am so excited to get to. And for this first one, I want you to cast your mind back through the mists of time to that faraway instance when Barack Obama was the hope of the country. InfoWars had a physical magazine sitting on shelves all around the country, especially in Austin, Texas. It used to be my favorite part of the week was going down to the local sandwich shop, where there was always a stack. Well, there wasn't always, because they'd go away fast, but there would be for about a day or so a stack of InfoWars magazines, and I would grab one and I'd read it and then I'd stash it away, knowing that it would one day be a valuable collector's item, a hallmark of what is going on at this time in this world. And I remember that because I remember at the time this was one of the big stories. It was the installation of the smart meters. Of course, this was, gosh, I mean, darn near a decade before I would ever work at InfoWars, yet I would go online and argue with people and say, why are we giving up our privacy for these smart meters? What are these smart meters providing us that your regular old-fashioned, spinning disc smart meters don't supply? What are we getting in exchange for giving up our privacy? And I remember at the time being called a tinfoil-hatted conspiracy theorist nut job, because I dared to question why the utility company would need constant updates about our every little electronic usage, and why. I asked, why would we do that? Why are we paying so much to do it? And what are we getting in return? Those questions were never answered. I was simply called a conspiracy theorist, a nut job. What are you worrying about, you kook? So this is a article from 2011. No more privacy. Smart meters are surveilling devices. Under the guise of reducing energy bills, utility companies all over the United States are forcing tens of millions of American families to accept sophisticated surveillance devices into their home. Basically, again, this is in 2011. They say the federal government is spending a lot of money to help get these installed everywhere. of course, they're just altruistic, right? It's the federal government. They just love you and want you to have the best new electronics for your house, right? And it was projected that by 2012, the number of smart meters would rise to 52 million. The same thing was happening in Europe, in the EU. This argument we continued to carry forward. And there's another article from September 30th, 2013, Power Takeover, What's Wrong with Smart Meters, talking about not just the billions of dollars, but the ability for utility companies and therefore the government to not just surveil you, but to limit and curtail the amount of energy that you're allowed to use on any particular device. They can literally monitor everything and not just map out your day, get information. Just all the information they could possibly need comes from these smart meters. Once again, we were called conspiracy theory nut jobs. Flash forward nearly a decade to today, where we have the Daily Mail coming out and saying dementia patients to be tracked by smart meters so their doctors can monitor any sudden changes that indicate illness, falls, or mental decline. This is in the UK, and the NHS, their National Health Service, is to use energy smart meters to monitor dementia patients in their home. The devices will track patients' daily routines, such as when they boil the kettle, cook dinner, or turn the washing machine on. They will flag up any sudden changes in behavior, which could indicate an illness, a fall, or a decline in their mental state. The meters will be able to send alerts to family members or carers who can pop round to check if the patient is all right. They say ministers have promised to install the device in every home by 2020 to reduce energy consumption. See, it's just to reduce energy consumption. That's all. They just love you and they love the earth. So they're giving you this free toy. Ignore the fact that they now admit that they can monitor everything that you do and they take note of any smallest discrepancy. Of course, there are privacy advocates and people warning against the ability for people to hack this information and take advantage of this information or use these smart meters irresponsibly, as it were. But this is just the pattern that it takes, folks. This is the pattern that it takes. They come out and they announce something that has clear anti-privacy or anti-liberty, anti-freedom implications. InfoWars covers it. We cover just what threat they pose. They couch their invention or their new policy in the terms of climate change or energy saving, or it'll save you money, or it'll help protect you. They couch it in, oh, it's for you, it's good, love it, accept it, embrace it, don't question it. If you do question it, you're smeared as a conspiracy theorist and a nut job and all these sorts of things. And then a couple years down the line, once they've mollified everybody and gotten these installed in just about every single house, well, then they come out and say, well, okay, yeah, you were right. You were right. They are used for spying. They are used to destroy your privacy. We can see everything that you do all day long as you're in your house. But we're using it for good. Now we're using it to help dementia patients. What, do you hate dementia patients? Do you want old people to die helpless on their kitchen floor? No, of course not. So you have to allow us to use the information. Now we get to brazenly, openly, you actually invite us in to spy on you and use your private information to our own ends. And now they're rolling that out and they're saying, yeah, privacy experts, they're kooks, they're crazy. So, and this is just how it goes, folks. This is the InfoWars conjecture. This is the InfoWars projection. We tell you a threat, we identify it, we warn you how to fight back against it, they tell you you're crazy, and a couple years later they come out and go, yeah, it's true, but now if you fight back, even though we've admitted it, you're still wrong, you're still crazy.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But today, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final hour of The David Knight Show, final segment of The David Knight Show, and final day that I will be hosting The David Knight Show. If all goes as planned, David Knight will be returning to this seat tomorrow. I will be waiting in the bullpen in case I'm needed, but once again, it has been a pleasure and an honor to be with you here for the last month or so. I'm looking forward to sleeping in past the sunrise, if I'm being personally perfectly honest with you. I'm more of a night owl, but I have made the sacrifice, and it has been one I was happy to make because this has been such a fantastic experience, and I thank all of you for joining me on it. Now, last segment, we talked about smart meters. Now, we've been warning you for darn near a decade that they would be used to spy on you and eliminate your privacy, and now that is being confirmed by the UK basically coming out and saying they're using it in order to spy on people and determine if they change their habits whatsoever. That might be reported because, you know, dementia, because we love people so much, say the governments that are killing you. Well, I'm just going to just real quickly, these couple other articles before I get to the big one. Of course, we also told you that the companies that promise to take your DNA cannot be trusted. Heck, there's the protest, Alex Jones getting arrested 20 years ago or something for refusing to give his thumbprint to get a driver's license, saying that this is just the beginning and they would soon be moved to biometric surveillance and identification. Of course, they're rapidly doing that at this point, enacting facial recognition algorithms all over the United States. And now Here's the story on InfoWars by Zero Hedge. One of the biggest at-home DNA testing companies is secretly sharing data with the FBI. And the Rapid DNA Act has now been signed into law that shows that, which has ruled that police can routinely take DNA samples from people who are arrested but not yet convicted of a crime. So there you go. Yet another We Told You So, yet another InfoWars being tomorrow's news today. Here's today's news that you're only hearing on InfoWars and that will, is once again construed as insane conspiracy ramblings, but give it a couple years and you'll see. We've been saying forever that 5G technology might be the harbinger of worldwide death on the earth. Well, now, according to a, expert in the field, super fast broadband 5G could cause cancer in humans. Yes, we've been telling you this forever. Of course, once again, they're just going to say, no, whatever. And of course, they're only bringing this up because there's about to be as many as 20,000 satellites in the atmosphere beaming 5G down on you, whether you like it or not. Thanks, big tech. Thanks, government. And we've also warned you that it's the same frequency 5G that's used in the Pentagon's crowd control electromagnetic weaponry. So just know they're calling that crazy. They say, oh, that's nonsense. It's just we just want to give you faster internet. Well, maybe 5 years from now, they'll be saying, hey, we're going to use 5G to control crowds and make people disperse and use it to manipulate people's minds. And then if you disagree, you're crazy. That's what my producer Travis Knight pointed out. They'll say you're crazy for believing in it. And then once they enact it, they say you're crazy for not wanting it, not for arguing against it. So there you go. Just a little bit of I told you so here on in my last segment. Just a little bit of a warning of what's to come as they continue to strive for the elimination of life on Earth and the very basic humanity that every human is should be dignified in having. But here's the big thing. Here's the big story that we haven't talked about yet. Bill Clinton's faith healer arrested for running biggest ever child sex ring. This guy was made famous when he was put on Oprah. You know Oprah, the one pictured maybe not handing off women to Harvey Weinstein. Maybe she was a procurer of these things. What we do know is that she was a big part of why so-called John of God, a faith healer, so-called faith healer in Brazil, was able to attract as a massive following with millions of people taking a pilgrimage to visit him and be healed by him in very creepy, creepy ways. He basically would perform surgery with scalpels and no anesthesia on things like people's eyes. It makes me shudder to think of it. But yes, this is what this man would do. And, you know, quick reminder, people think that being Christian is just about being nice. It's about thinking that humans have worth, and there is an aspect to that, but you know, you kind of have to believe in spirituality, in the spirit, in the devil, in demons and angels. These are actually necessary parts of Christianity, which have sort of been stripped as our Christianity has been made more materialistic and less spiritual, more Joel Osteen and less Antiochian fathers. As we've moved towards that, we've moved away from the actual spiritual aspects of this. And so, you know, where some people could see this and say, well, see, he was faking that he was a Christian healer and he was just fooling the darn gullible Christians. Well, you know, in my personal belief, you can actually get power by serving the devil. This is the devil's earth and he will allow you to perform things such as magic. And this is something that really, it's only Americans that don't believe this. You go anywhere else in the world, and as my friend recently put it, they'll just go, oh yeah, you want to see a witch? Like, we know the witch. He's right down there. Do you need a spell cast? Because we can go get him, and he'll cast a spell, and it'll work. Like, that's how 90% of the world sees spirituality. They're very connected, and they understand the power of spirit that spirituality holds has been sort of stripped from our current culture. But this guy, known as John of God, achieved international fame after being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey and having a list of famous clients, including Bill Clinton. Not the first time the Clintons have dipped their toe in the occult morass, the swamp of spiritual evil and death. They, of course, have were quite excited to subject themselves to the teachings of Haitian witch doctors who claim to raise the dead. Hillary Clinton has claimed to speak to the ghost of Eleanor Roosevelt. They are very much intrigued and inspired by and led by these spiritually evil satanic worshipers. But Pizzagate was fake. Pizzagate was all fake, though. Yeah, all fake. 2 months ago, John of God's world crumbled after police discovered evidence that he was a mass murderer, baby trafficker, and sex slave ringleader. Yet another friend of the Clintons with those appellations. Brazilian activist Sabrina Bittencourt, whose investigations led to John of God's arrest in December, now claims the celebrity medium ran a baby trafficking operation where children were farmed in Brazil, being sold to childish couples around the world. In exchange for food, these slaves were impregnated and their babies would be sold on the black market. Hundreds of girls were enslaved over the years, lived on farms, served as wombs to get pregnant for their babies to be sold, and then these girls would be murdered 10 years after giving birth. The babies would be sold then on a black market for between 15,000 and 4,000 pounds, British sterling. And, of course, Oprah Winfrey vouched for his spiritual power after visiting him in 2010, where she nearly fainted during the blissful encounter. So there you go, folks. We are run by Satan worshipers. We are run by actual spiritual witches and demon manipulators. But here is the interesting thing that has occurred just a few days after this woman, Sabrina Bittencourt, revealed to the world this just indescribably sick practices of this madman. Well, now she's dead. Now she apparently committed suicide. That's right. She held all this in. She had all these secrets. She did all this investigation, all this research. She finally came out with it and then decided, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. Sure she did. Sure she did. Sabrina Bittencourt, 38, died at her home in Barcelona just days after accusing John of God of running a sex slave farm. How likely is that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe that for a single solitary second, knowing what we know about the Clintons, knowing what we know about the networks of pedophiles, murderers, and literal vampires that run this world from their shadowy enclaves in the world capitals? Do you think she really committed suicide? Are you so naive? Her eldest son doesn't think she committed suicide, writing on her, Facebook, "She took the last step so that we could live. They killed my mother." So he keeps it vague. He's not accusing anybody, but I would read that as he does not believe that she committed suicide, but was rather killed before she could release more damaging information, especially concerning the high-profile celebrities that have been adherents of this man in the past, such as Bill Clinton and supermodel Naomi Campbell. Apparently she left a farewell note, but this is the world we're living in. This is the way the elites operate. This is Satan on earth. Thank you so much for being with me. It has been a pleasure. I will see you again soon, but hopefully not too soon. Hopefully David Knight gets in tomorrow and is back at top form, fighting form. I believe he will be, but it has been a pleasure to be with you. Harrison Smith, signing off for the David Knight Show.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes
comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.